Let's all say amen. I want to thank everyone this morning for your presence on this morning, that you were not providentially hindered on this morning from assembling to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. The Bible teaches us in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 42, we get our slides up on this morning. That's the purpose. I'd like to just start with reminding myself and all of us our purpose for being here, and that is to worship God. The Bible teaches that there are five acts of worship. In Acts 2:42, the Bible says, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. So those four acts of worship, Luke wrote in Acts 2:42, we will look at the doctrine or teaching of God on this morning. Fellowship is our sharing or giving back to the Lord that which he's blessed us with. And then we had in the breaking of bread, we commune with the Lord. Our minds are instructed to go back for the suffering that the Lord did for us on that day when he died on the cross for us. And then we have prayers that we make to our Heavenly Father. And then verse 47 tells us praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And so you're here this morning and you're not a Christian according to the Bible. We want you to be added to the church. I will give you specific instructions that Jesus gave that allow people to be added to the church daily, such as to be saved. No one is saved from their sins until they are added to the church. Amen? I'll start with the fact that today, if you don't know, I think if you got a bulletin on this morning, thank our sister for the bulletin on this morning. It says, Happy Mother's Day. Amen? Amen. To all mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. And so we want to look at the Word of God on this morning and to encourage those that are mothers to see the responsibilities of a mother and how God works through mothers on this morning. In Matthew chapter 15, as was read in our hearing on this morning, the Bible records, Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And so this morning, we want to speak about a woman of Canaan. And again, we're talking to the Word of God. We want to speak to our mothers on this morning, but also if I am a child, I'll see the responsibilities that mother has, the challenges that being a mother. If I am a child, I want to look at my siblings and how that can affect my mother's challenge and raising children. So we want to talk about a woman of Canaan. And now she was not a Jewish woman. She was a woman of Canaan. But the Bible says, as I've said, when Jesus went into there and departed unto the coast where Canaanites live, the Bible says, and here's my title this morning, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. We're talking about a woman of Canaan who was a mother. She realized that she needed to know Jesus. Yeah. And so I want to say to all mothers, you need to learn about Jesus. Amen. We all need to learn about Jesus. Well, this woman was a Canaanite woman, but she learned about Jesus. How today can we learn about Jesus? In Acts chapter 17, verse 27, when Paul was talking to them in Acts 17 chapter, let me get there. They had in verse number 23 of Acts 17, when he met the men of Athens, they had to the unknown God. Paul said, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Paul said, let me declare him unto you. That's Acts 17 and verse 23. And then verse 27. Paul said something. He said that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Yeah. The Lord is not far from any of us. For us today, if we turn to the word of God, the Lord is not far from any one of us. But this woman, she had to learn about Jesus. And the Bible teaches us in Acts 20, verse 31, regarding how we learn about Jesus. When John wrote, he said, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. So we find from those two passages of scripture that the Bible teaches that God is not far from any one of us. All we have to do is turn to God through the word of God. Amen. John said that these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ.
Amen.
But this woman, she knew about Jesus. She learned about Jesus. And so she went and she said, oh Lord, note what she says now. She said, have mercy on me, thou son of David. She said, the daughter I have, she is badly ill with a devil. And I want to say to mothers this morning, in this case, it was the devil. But if you're a mother today, if you are a grandmother today, there are challenges out there that if we're not careful, they can shipwreck our children. They have something in the field that I'm in. It's called adverse childhood experiences. Those that are familiar, they call them ACEs. A-C-E. Adverse childhood experiences. Now, in this woman's case, her daughter, the Bible says, was vexed with a devil. But in our case, making this sermon, anytime we look at the word of God, it can have 2023 application if made properly. So what they're saying today is that children today can be adversed with abuse, with neglect, and with household challenges. Yeah. When the child is experiencing abuse at home, when that child or that grandchild is experiencing neglect at home, when that child have to deal with challenges that they ought not have to deal with, it affects the development of that child. Some of our children. And some of us have been affected because of these adverse childhood experiences. These things that children have to experience, that they ought not have to experience. But when we talk about those things, trying to help us this morning, help the mothers this morning, one of the things of abuse they talk about, it can be physical, emotional, and or sexual abuse in the home. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a mother, I need to be mindful of making sure that taking those, and I'll talk about how, turn your Bibles. Let me show you in the Bible. Turn to 1 Thessalonians. Let me let you see what the responsibility God has given to the mother. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 2. Have you used your Bibles this morning? 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 2. And the verse is number 7. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. And verse is number 7. Well, Paul here was writing about himself, but he made a comparison. In verse 7, he says, but we, talking about himself, were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So mothers, all of you that are mothers, grandmothers, you are also nurses. Yeah, a nurse is a woman who takes care of a young child. So mothers, now you are regarded, as Paul said, as a nurse cherishes her children. So one of the responsibilities of mothers is that I protect and cherish my child, and I try to keep him from being physically, emotionally, or sexually abused. Yeah. But let me just share this. Sometimes be careful when you leave your child even with your relatives.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you don't know what Uncle Joe wants to do. Yeah. You got to be mindful. You know. And I think one time I did, someone showed me the study that you'll be amazed of the percentage of, and I'll just keep, of children that have been abused in their homes by their relatives. Yeah. And so that child that may have been abused, now, emotionally, that child's development is affected by the abuse that they had to suffer in the home. Yeah. That's one form of childhood experiences, adverse childhood. The other one is, a second category is neglect. That also can be physically and emotional neglect. Sometimes we're not careful. We find in the Bible, in the case with Joseph, how his parents put him over other children. Sometimes other children see that. Yeah. And you can have siblings warring against one another in the same house. Because one was treated more favorably than the other. Yeah. And mother, we got to be mindful. Sometimes in the home, we have some children that's not as fast as other children.
Right.
Yeah. So as a mother, nursing, watching that child, you are watching the development of child. When you see that child needs your care more than others, you have to give that attention to that child. And make sure that the other siblings not putting down that child, because that child may not be as fast as they are. And sometimes, siblings, let me say this. You can even help your mother by seeing if my brother or my sister may not be able to keep up like we are. That I don't let other children down them or put them down, but I stand to support and protect them from being physically and emotionally abused by other children. Amen. Yeah. Because we get our children growing up, and then, you know, they'll label ADHD, put labels on them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as a mother, if I'm doing what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2:7, your responsibility is to cherish and raise up that child. Yeah. And the third category, household dysfunction. Yeah. And they categorize that as divorce. And I'm adding that shacking, substance abuse, incarcerated relatives, mental illness, mothers being treated violently, all that affects the development of that child. And it's the mother's responsibility to protect that child. You know, divorce hurts a child. Because now the child oftentimes have to choose between which parent to follow.
That's right.
But let me say this. If I am living with someone who I am not married to, that also affects that child because I got an example before them that's not proper. Yeah, we can talk about what we want children to be, but children learn by what they see. You know, we sang that song, be careful, little eyes, what you... But if the child is seeing someone who's not their mother, not their father, and they see that shapes their mind. And then we wonder, why my child, when they grow up, why she went out and did what I did when I taught her differently? Because she saw what she saw.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah. And let me say this to our young people. Turn your Bible. First, I'll give Bible for it. In 1 Timothy, Paul said it. He gave Bible about young women. He was widow women, but it applied. 1 Timothy 5:14, while I'm going across this surface. In 1 Timothy 5:14, Paul talking to those younger widows, but the application is still the same. He said, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give no occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. So when we don't do it as God said do it, we add problems and challenges to our own life.
Amen.
Don't mean you can't make it, but it's going to make it more of a struggle when I don't do what the Lord said. First of all, marry that man.
No.
Then bear children. Then guide the house. That's God's order.
There you go. That's it.
Now, can I make it? Yeah, you can make it. And that's why it's responsibility of this pulpit to teach what is right. So those young women that have not made the mistake yet, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all give in to our temptation. We all give in to challenge. But that still doesn't mean you don't teach what's right. And teach what's proper. The proper teaching is you marry first, then have children, then guide the house.
There we go. That's it.
And when I don't do it that way, I make it more difficult on myself. Because we've seen too many cases that after that child is born, the parents of the mother is left to care, raise up that child, because that boy ain't nowhere to be seen. Yeah. These are adverse childhood experience. Child, 18 years old, now you a mother, you still a child. You are still a child. And now you are forced to become a mother, all because you were not able. And so I'm talking to those that have not made a mistake doing that yet. Yeah. So grandmothers, we can talk to our grandchildren, not only to the girl, talk to the boys too. Because they also need to proper practice abstinence, even at their age. It also talks about, again, household dysfunction, divorce, shacking, substance abuse. When I see my older brother using drugs, selling drugs, that affects me. And then it talks about incarcerated relatives. When you look down the tree, of a family tree, and you see that Uncle so-and-so got arrested, so-and-so been in jail, next thing you know, the child out there doing similar things, because that's what he see. Behavior is something that is learned. And so we as mothers, you have to be able to see. I know when I was growing up, there were certain people, if your mother thought that family was bad, don't let me see you with them.
That's what
you say. You better not let me see you with. And that person could have been your best friend. Your ace boom. Yeah. But when your parents knew how that person was, they would tell you, I better not see you with him. And back then, it meant what it meant. Yeah, it meant what it meant. Yeah. And so that meant, say, man, what's up? King, what you mean, man? No. You mean you ain't? No more. Now I'll fight you instead of fight her. Yeah. Some gonna give. Yeah, man. I enjoyed the time we had together, man, but I can't. No, my mother told me we just can't. What you mean your mother? My mother said that we can't go, we can't hang together no more. See you. Yeah. Because back then, mothers knew. Mothers knew other mothers. And then you have to, sometimes, even in raising your children, mothers, I'm talking to this morning, be careful when your children come and saying, well, so-and-so mama let her do it.
Oh, my. That's them.
Yeah. And then you just say to them, I'm not so-and-so's
there
mama.
There you go.
Right. Because if I was so-and-so mama, she wouldn't be doing it either.
There you go.
Well, mama, so-and-so mama let her come in at, no, you gonna come in at this time.
That's it.
Or don't go out.
Yeah. That's it. I knew when I was growing up, you had to be in before it got dark. I don't care what you was doing. We out there got a good football game going, and I'm out there and I'm ready to catch the winning touchdown pass when I see dark come.
Gotta go.
Man, I can't catch it tonight. Why? Because, and my mother used to come, and sometimes, mother back then, she was staying, I had three brothers. It was me, my nickname was Furman. And my other brother was Chester. And my other brother was Ryan. And my mother would come to the door, she said, and she had rhythm with it. She said, Furman, Chester, Ryan.
That's it.
Yeah, that's how she said it.
Had rhythm with it.
Just, all she do is open that screen door.
Yeah.
Back then, we ain't have no such thing, no storm door.
No. Yeah.
You was your storm for the door. That'll catch up with you later on. So you come in and pop that screen door. Yeah. Furman Chester around there. And I say, Chester, you hear mama? Ronnie, you hear mama? And we take off.
There you go.
Yeah. Because back then, parents said what they meant and meant what they
said.
Yeah. I ain't going to call you twice.
Mm-mm.
If I have to call you twice, I'm going to meet you with something.
Yeah. In the front of your brain.
Didn't I tell you?
It also puts in that category of dysfunction is be careful that if our children start developing mental challenges. Yeah. You know, I teach things called mental health first aid. Teach people how to recognize when people are experiencing. It doesn't have to have a mental disorder, but they can experience mental challenges.
Amen.
Yeah. Because life would do that to you.
Hello. Hello.
Work would do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Marriages would do that to you. So we got to kind of be mindful. And also, we're talking about the child now, making sure that child emotionally is there. Because what happens is, if it's not addressed, and I think they had this on TV recently, how children are growing up with so much anxiety is leading to depression, and then also is leading to sometimes suicide attempts. So mothers, you have one of the most important jobs on earth. And then, as I said, when I'm in a house and I see my mother's friend that's living with us jumping on her, that affects me. How do you be a child? You know, it doesn't affect you. So these things we have to be mindful of. Now, as I said, the case, her challenge was her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. But we have challenges in 2023 that we're talking about abuse, neglect, and household challenges that can affect the development of the child. And sometimes our children never develop psychologically or spiritually as they should. Because they don't have the proper example before them. That's why it's our responsibility to live as well as we can before our children. And then when we make mistakes, be honest with your children and let them know I made a mistake. When I was 18 years old, I made a mistake. However, I don't want you to make the same mistake that I made.
There you go.
That's proper teaching. That's proper teaching. So let's look at this mother on this morning. Now watch Jesus in dealing with her. The Bible says after she told Jesus in the verse where she told him, let me go back. When she said to him, notice what she said, have mercy on me. And notice what she said now. She didn't ask for mercy on the child. She asked to have mercy on me. Why? Because I'm the one that's going to take care of the child. I need the mercy to work with my child. And the Bible says, but he answered her. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. Now I want to say this. Sometimes when we go to the Lord with something in prayer, those are the Christians, faith is tested when a response from the Lord is delayed or seem to be ignored.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Sometimes we go to the Lord in prayer We ask the Lord to help us with something. In this case, the Bible says the Lord didn't say nothing to her. There was no response from Jesus with the request we made. Sometimes we go to the Lord and we are like the woman can't, we don't get a response from the Lord. But I want you to see this woman of Canaan that we're talking about this morning. And even his disciples say, Lord, send her away. You know, Lord, she's crying for us. Send her away. And then Jesus gave her a second test. First time, he didn't respond to her. Then the second time, Jesus said to her, verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The second block Jesus gave us, he told her, he said, my personal mission while on earth was to the Jews. I wasn't sent to the Gentiles. So back then in the Bible, you either are a Jew or you're a Gentile. So Jesus let her know, secondly, I was sent while on earth to take care of the Jews. That's what he told her. I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So first, the Lord don't answer the mother with her child, her situation. You don't get no answer. The second time, the Lord tells you, well, I'm not necessarily here for you. Watch this woman. Then she came and worshiped him. See, when you going through stuff, that don't stop you from worshiping God. We all going to go through stuff. But sometimes you make phone calls and you're talking to people and you say, well, yeah, man, I'm going through a rough time right now, Brother Stroud. And right now I'm trying to get myself together. You can't get together without the Lord.
Amen.
When you are going through stuff, she still said she came and she worshiped. In other words, the word worship in the text means to honor and respect God. I'm going to come and worship God. And that's why I put up Acts 2:42-47, just to remind us of why we're here.
That's right.
We're here to worship God.
Amen.
And the byproduct of it is I get the word of God taught to me to help me live a better Christian life from the word of God.
Amen.
She came. She worshiped God. And notice what she said, Lord. She said, help me.
Help me.
Lord, help me. Lord, the word help means something that is done to give aid to someone who is in a difficult situation. So she said, Lord, you see my situation. You see my daughter. You see how she's vexed with the devil. Lord, I'm asking you to help me. Now remember now, she's already been rejected two times. First time, Jesus didn't respond to her. Second time, he said, no, I'm here for the children of Israel. The Bible said, but he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Now let me make this 2023 because I don't want y'all to think when he's saying a dog, he's talking about a dog. That's not what he's saying. Jesus said to her, it is not fit, the word meat means fit, to take the children's bread. He's talking about the children of Israel. Take what belonged to them and to give it to, the word dogs here meant Gentiles. Yeah. He said, it's not fitting for me to take what belongs to the Jew, somebody else, and to give it to somebody else. Jesus said, it's not fit.
It's not fit.
It's not fit.
woman say, okay, I hear Jesus. It's not fit. Not fit. First, you wouldn't talk to me when I asked you, help me. Second time, you put up a roadblock telling me that you was only sent to the household of Israel. Then you tell me the third, you tell me it's not fit for me to give to you what belonged to the house of Israel. And she said, truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. When you study that word dogs in that text, it actually meant little puppies. And so what he was saying to her, or what she was responding to Jesus about, yeah, we are the little puppies. But understand this here, puppies would eat any crumbs that fall on the floor. Yeah. She said to the Lord, basically, I agree with everything you have said. Mm-hmm. However, the crumbs will be sufficient. Mm-hmm. Whatever you give me, Lord, that will be sufficient. This woman would take anything God had to offer. Why? Because she's trying to help her child. See, when you are a mother, whatever challenges your child are going through, whatever help you can get for that child. Sometimes, we're not careful to mothers. If you don't get the help to the level you want, you turn down the help. I'm gonna leave that alone. This woman said, Lord, everything you saying, no argument from me, but I want you to know this here. I'll take whatever crumbs that fall from the table. And sometimes I'm saying to some of us, when the Lord responds to our prayers, even if it's not to the level we want, we just say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we may not get all that we want.
That's right.
This the mindset of the mother of Canaan. Lord, whatever you have to offer me, whatever it is, don't care. I'll take the crumb which fall from the table. Lord, whatever you give to me, I'll accept it and I'll say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
So the Bible tells us,
looking at this woman of Canaan, I'm talking to mother this morning. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. To raising a child, you have to raise that child with the Lord, and you gotta have faith in God. That God would do. God is looking down on your situation. God knows your circumstances. And I'm saying to all the mothers, you just do to the best of your ability and let God handle everything else.
Amen.
Yeah, I've made some mistakes in my life. I have children out of wedlock and I'm trying to raise all these children. God knows your situation.
Amen.
Yeah, God knows you made a mistake. You know you made a mistake. But what I'm saying now, don't keep making mistakes. Yeah. As the old expression is, they say straighten up.
Fly right.
And fly right.
Yeah.
Jesus said, notice what he told her. Jesus said, because of your faith, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And the Bible says, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And I'm saying to mothers this morning,
hang on.
Nurse that child, care for that child, be the best mother you can be. And I want to say this here, because I can speak. My mother raised three of us without a father, without a man, by herself. And then sometimes, because I was the youngest child, and my older brothers had the same father, and I had a different father, sometimes I took shock because of that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. You're right.
Why don't you get out the house? You ain't in our family. Your last name ain't the same as ours. Yeah. See, sometimes even siblings can be cruel to one another.
Yes.
You don't have to sometimes go out in the street and worry about what happened in the school. Sometimes it happens in the home. And it's the mother's responsibility to keep an eye on that stuff.
Yeah.
And when you see it, you need to nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Get it.
Yeah.
You're right.
The Bible says, because this woman of Canaan had the faith that she had, after God didn't respond to her, after God told her, Jesus told her, I'm not here for you, after Jesus told us, I can't give you that which belonged to him, she said, that's okay, Lord. And I'm saying to mothers today, whatever God, go to God in prayer as this Canaan woman did. Pray to God, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me to raise these children. Grandparents, I know now today we got grandparents raising their grandchildren. Because our children make mistakes. And then as a grandparent, you can't leave the child alone and let him raise himself. So you come in. And so now you are prepared for retirement. Now you've got to become a mother all over again. At 60 years old, now you heating baby bottles and burping and rubbing.
Changing diapers.
Yeah. But sometimes that's how it is. And so for the child that went left and left the children like they are, thank God they got a grandparent that can step in. And see, sometimes, let me just say this while I'm crossing the service. Sometimes be careful. When we start saying stuff like, well, that ain't my mistake.
Mm.
Yeah. We all made mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me say this to you, too. Sometimes, now this is Brother Stroud talking. Sometimes, I done warned you about some stuff. And you still go out there and do what you do. Yeah. Now, I ain't going to be so gung-ho to come and rescue you now. Because you knew better. But I'm not going to let you drown. But I'm going to let you swallow some water.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to let you swallow some water.
Yes,
so you'll know the next time.
Yeah.
When I teach you how to keep your head above water, you keep your head above water.
There you go.
Yeah. In closing. Number one, this mother came to Jesus under a difficult situation. Number two, this mother showed patience and fortitude when she was first denied. Fortitude means you got to be mentally strong to deal with stuff. And thirdly, this mother overcame obstacles to get the help from the Lord that was required. Sometimes in life, you got to overcome stuff. You know, the Bible talks about he that overcometh. You know, you got to deal with stuff and then overcome stuff. This mother, I think, is an example for all mothers. And how she learned about the Lord, went to the Lord, and whatever the Lord was going to hand her, she said, "Lord, whatever you give me, I'll work with it. You know my situation. I may not get up out of all of what I want, but I know the Lord, whatever you give me, I'm going to work with it." And so to our mothers this morning, I want to encourage you, because you have an awesome task. And I'm talking not only, I'm saying mothers, but I'm also meaning grandmothers, because sometimes grandmothers have to step in as the mother when our children don't do what they're supposed to do. And so when we do, I hope I've shared something with you this morning from the Canaanite woman. How her strength, her fortitude, her patience, her being able to go. And let me say this here. Mothers, there's a difference between pride and being proud. Pride is when I take satisfaction in what I do. Sometimes, as a parent, we can be too proud to get help for our child. It's okay that my child may not be able to keep up, but I'm not going to let my pride keep me from getting help for that child. Cause that your job is to get help for that child. Lord, help me. Sometimes the help is outside of me. I can only do so much. Love sometimes just pay the rent. Sometimes I need outside help, and I can't have so much pride that I don't get the help of that child that child needs. So then that child grows up undeveloped, and now it's a bigger problem, because once they're grown with those issues, they're bigger. Yeah. A woman of Canaan. I hope she's helped us this morning. Yeah. In seeing how her dealing with Jesus, how her first looking for Jesus and finding Jesus. Even though she was not a Jewish woman, she found Jesus and she put those questions to Jesus. Why? Because she needed help from her child. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, any mother, 1 Thessalonians 2:7, your responsibility is to nurse that child. Amen?
Amen.
If you're here this morning, may have someone that's not a Christian this morning. You must come to Jesus also. The Bible shows, now, seem like we're mostly homegrown, but I don't ever want to mistake that someone here that's not a Christian. I was talking to mothers now. Now I am specifically talking to you if you're not a Christian. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. This now is to you from the preacher. You need to know from 1 Timothy 2:5 that there is one God. And there's a mediator between God and man. So God, the same person that the Canaanite woman went for, she went for Jesus. Why go to Jesus? Because Jesus gave himself a ransom for everybody. Jesus died for all the mistakes and the sins that we made in life. Ransom being something paid for the release of someone from captivity. Christ gave up his life in an atonement for sin, and it holds good for those that are obedient to the condition that are stated in the Bible. You got to do what God says. So what does the Bible tell us? Jesus said, first of all, one must be able to hear the word of God. Luke 11:28. After I hear the word of God, then I must believe. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that we believe on him who he sent. You got to believe that Jesus is Christ. I said in John 20:31 earlier today, where in our lesson, where the Bible said these things are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ. You believe that Jesus is Christ because of what in the Bible. So I believe it. After that, I must repent of my sin. Repentance means I turn to God. That Canaanite woman, she turned to Jesus. You must also turn to Jesus.
Right.
After you turn to Jesus, then you must make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall confess before men, however I will confess also before my Father. You got to confess Christ for Christ to confess you before his Father.
There you go.
That's the fourth step. And then finally, you hear the gospel. That word that you must be hear is the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus Christ died for our sin. He was buried. He rose again the third day. You must believe that. Yeah. And then Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You, no one is saved from their sin until they're water baptized. I know some people say, well, I was baptized at a Baptist church. No, no. You got to be taught right and baptized right. Let me say that clearly.
Amen.
Yeah. You can't be taught by somebody in denominationalism and your baptism be sufficient. You got to be taught by someone who is a Christian who have obeyed the Lord being taught what's right. Yeah. And that's why the Bible says, praise God, having favored all the people, the Lord added to the church. We want you to be added to the church this morning. So you hear the gospel, you believe it, you repent of your sin, you make the confession, come down here, make the confession, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We will water baptize you for the forgiveness of all your past sin. Then the Lord will add you to the church. And the church is again the spiritual body of baptized believers called out from the world over which Christ rules as the head. So you either in the world or you in the church. If you haven't obeyed the Lord, you're in the world. You die that way, where Jesus is, you cannot go.
Amen.
And then Jesus said, looking for what church I need to find, the Bible tells us, Romans 16:16, suit one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. The church belongs to Christ. He paid for it with his blood.
Amen.
Now, if there's anyone today that would like to respond to the gospel message, we bid you to come. And together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.
Thy bid me come.